a very good reason to read the stuff sent by the mortgage lender.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From APM, American Public Media in New York, good morning. I'm David Brancaccio. You know how vast numbers of Americans owe more than their house is worth. You know that many lenders are allowing people to do short sales, that is, selling a house for less than what's left on the mortgage. But who knew some banks are reportedly paying cash to homeowners to sweeten the pain of moving? Bloomberg News reports a case of a J.P. Morgan Chase letter to a homeowner that said, you could sell your home, owe nothing more on the mortgage, and get $30,000. Prashant Gopal is the Bloomberg News reporter on the story. Prashant, thanks for joining us.
Great to be here.
Help me understand this. You have seen an example where a lender offers cash over and above the short sale to ease the transition out of the house for a delinquent homeowner?
Absolutely. You know, actually, I've heard about numerous cases like this. So Chase is the most aggressive. You know, they're offering up to $35,000 to homeowners who are delinquent to have them sell the home for less than they owe. It's called a short sale. And the idea here is it's cheaper for them than to go through the foreclosure process, which can take up to 4 years in New York. You know, as you imagine, there's a lot of maintenance costs, taxes, et cetera, that can accrue during that foreclosure process. So getting a sale done can actually save the bank some money.
So number one, you get the lender to agree to a short sale. But number two, there's also some cash to help you with your moving expenses or to rent the new place.
Right. I don't know about you, but I think I can move for less than $35,000. So clearly this is it's a pretty big incentive. I think part of the issue is a lot of homeowners are so overwhelmed. They're getting bombarded with offers from different people to help them. They don't open the mail. They're just trying to, I think, in one way, figure out a way to get people to listen to them. And, you know, money talks.
How much of this has to do with clearing the backlog of these foreclosures that are sitting on these banks' balance sheets?
I think it's all about that. There's something called a shadow inventory, which includes folks who are underwater on their loan, but also people who were seriously delinquent. That could be up to 14 million. So it's a gigantic number. And, you know, I think lenders are trying to figure out every way possible now to try to clear the pipeline.
Well, Prashant Gopal, Bloomberg News, thank you very much.
Thank you.
It was former Senator Rick Santorum's big night. Strong winds in Republican presidential primaries in Colorado, Minnesota, and Missouri. And Santorum's the guy who has raised the least amount of money of anyone in the race. So for all the talk of super PACs, big donors, maybe it's not all about the money at this stage of the game. Marketplace's David Gura reports.
Compare Rick Santorum's war chest to Mitt Romney's. Santorum has raised just over $2 million. Romney has raised more than 28 times that, $57 million.
Money helps, but money's not everything.
It's Merle Black. He teaches politics at Emory University. In Florida, Romney spent a lot of money on negative ads going after the former Speaker of the House, Newt Gingrich. Black says that may have backfired.
It may well be that Romney's got too much money, too many advisors. If the voters don't like it, then it doesn't matter how much money you have.
Thomas Mann, a fellow at the Brookings Institution, says what does matter is electability and the potential to beat President Obama in November. Mann says that's a problem for Santorum and Gingrich and also for Ron Paul.
That's a factor that will come back to pose difficulties for them as the nomination contest proceeds.
So Mann says Romney has that and money going for him. In Washington, I'm David Gura for Marketplace.
And now let's do the numbers. Today, some market players have it figured that Greece is making progress toward its bailout with its creditors, pushing the likelihood of default down slightly. But optimism ebbs, then it flows. The Dow currently down 40 points, about a third percent. The S&P 500 down 0.2%. The NASDAQ Composite Index is off by 0.25%.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Invest Northern Ireland. Northern Ireland, a European location offering a workforce that's well-educated, smart, and driven. More at investni.com/invest. By GoToMeeting by Citrix, bringing high-definition video conferencing to online meetings for face-to-face collaboration. More at GoToMeeting.com. And by The Economist, presenting its third annual Ideas Economy Innovation event on March 28th in Berkeley, California. More information at innovation.economist.com.
Nokia, the big mobile phone maker, said today it's laying off about 4,000 people around the world, including 1,000 in its home country, Finland. What you have to understand is that Nokia is to Finland what General Motors once was to the United States, a big deal on the corporate landscape. Christopher Wirth reports.
Nokia is Finland's most important and famous company, so much so that Nokia has practically become a part of the country's national identity. Jyrki Ali-Irka of the Research Institute of the Finnish Economy says the phone maker accounts for a full 1% of Finland's entire economy. But the company's fortunes are changing. Globally, sales at Nokia have plunged against Apple's iPhone. And in Finland, he says people's attitudes towards the company are changing.
Nokia, okay, it still is the most important company in Finland, but this special role of Nokia and the feeling about the Nokia, that's really something special, that feeling has disappeared.
But Hannu Rahala, an analyst at Pohjola Bank in Helsinki, says that's allowed other smaller tech companies in Finland to come into their own. Take the mobile video game Angry Birds, made by the small Finnish developer Rovio. It's been dubbed the most successful game in history, having been downloaded over 700 million times.
So there are smaller companies. Now they have actually some kind of room for growing. And there can be examples that you can actually develop something and you can be worldwide.
And Rahala says it's these smaller companies Finland hopes will fill the space Nokia is leaving behind. In London, I'm Christopher Wirth for Marketplace.
And finally, put an aroma in a bus shelter and you will get news coverage. In London and other UK cities, you can now press a button waiting for the bus and the smell of McCain ready-baked potatoes wafts out. When the Got Milk people tried this with cloying cookie smell in San Francisco a while back, it was met with outrage. The city's transit agency quickly ordered the system removed, prompting a famous email from an advertising guy who wrote that San Francisco, quote, had made herself safe for bus shelters that smell like, and then he named two nasty smells more common to city bus shelters. In New York, I'm David Brancaccio, and this is the Marketplace Morning Report. On APM, American Public Media.
There's been a lot of belt tightening since the economy went bad, quite literally, as it turns out.
When times are bad, people get healthier over many dimensions, and there seems to be a reduction in obesity when the economy weakens.
I'm Kai Rizdahl, fighting obesity the Freakonomics way. We'll have that and the news from Wall Street next time on Marketplace from APM. That's American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.